Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Beis, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Koach Dehetera Adiflei. Comes up here on Daf Ayin Beis with the Gemara, called the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis when Aleph has machlokas. When you have different groups within a building, and the question is, can the different groups join together in one Erev? Do they have to make an Erev for each group separately? So the Gemara has different deyas about how separated are they. Do you have walls going up all the way to the ceiling? Do you have just low walls, mesipas type of walls? So that's a different deyas. Machlokas v'shamayim Beis Hillel and the machlokas in the Gemara about what the machlokas is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara towards the end discusses the formulation of the machlokas. The Gemara quotes Rav Nachman, Amalcha Rav Nachman, pligi b'mechisa v'odim b'mesipas. The machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether it's you could join in an Erev or just do separate ones. As the machlokas is both by mechisas, by full walls that go all the way up, and by mesipas, by low walls. V'adikamiflagi b'mechisa. So why does it say the machlokas formulated by mechisa, by the tall walls? Lo'diach al-kocha de Beis Hillel, to tell you the kocha Beis Hillel, that even with these tall walls, one can make an Erev together. Why don't you say mesipas to teach me the kocha beishamai that even with low walls they cannot join together? Koach de hetera adiflei. The Gemara says the koach of heter is adif in terms of teaching me the message. So if you have a choice what to teach, you would teach the heter and not the is. The question is, why is that? Why do you say koach de hetera adiflei? Right, there's halacha. You have to do this one sheet that says asr, one sheet that says motir. There's a chiddush in both of them. So why would you say koach teira adiflei? So this is a discussion in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. That's where Rashi comments on that line as well. Koach teira adiflei. What is the Gemara talking about there? It's talking about muksa. If you remember the first mission in Maseches Beitza, it talks about Beitza shenolda b'yantif, an egg that's laid on yantif. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it, and Beis Hillel says no. Right, these are the machlokos where Beis Shammai is mekel and Beis Hillel is machmir. So the Gemara goes through what exactly is the issue of Beitza shenolda b'yantif. What's the issue? The first daya in the Gemara is Rav Nachman. It's talking about a tarnagoles so omedes l'gadol beitzim when muksa and nolad is the issue of muksa. So the Gemara says, I look in the Mishnah in Shabbos, we have Beis Shammai Beis Hillel also, and the machlokas there is flips. The Gemara says, one's about Shabbos and one's about Yontifs. The Gemara says, on the top of Beis Ma Beis, Maishra B'Shabbos, Dasasalam Kirbi Meir, Kirbi Shimon. Why on Shabbos was the Mishnah so same, like Kirbi Shimon, who's makel by issues of Muksa, and by Yontif, it's Sosalam Kirbi Huda, who's Machra by issues of Muksa? So the Gemara says, Shabbos, Tachamir, Velosik, Lazazule Bey, Sosalam Kirbi Shimon, de makel. Shabbos, which is very chomer in people's eyes, people won't come to be Mizalzel, then you could be makel like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Yantif to kill. V'aslo zazuli be yantif is more kal in people's eyes. Ah, we could cook, we could carry, so maybe we could do other things. So Sosalman Krib Yehuda to Machmir, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was so same l'chumra. So then the Gemara says, B'mayu Kimta, what's the issue here that Rav Nachman explains the Mishnah is about? It's about Tanya Gol. So Medes Lagal, the Beitzim, the issue is Muksa. So ask the Gemara, the Miflagi, but Beitza, Liflagi, but Tanya Goles. Why do you argue about the chicken, the egg? Argue about the chicken. So Gemara says, Lo diach hakocha de Beis Shammai de benolad shari. The chiddush is even the egg, which is nolad, Beis Shammai is mekel and matur there. I say, talk about the tarnagoles, which is a chicken, which you might have thought is ra'ui. Lo diach hakocha de Beis Hillel de b'muksa asri. Right, say that according to that's asri v'gad de Beis Hillel, and that's a chiddush. V'chi tema koach teira adif. And if you want to say the koach of heter is adif, and that's why we say Beis Shammai, so you could have just said the machlokas about both of them, dot, 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 and the Gemara continues. But Rashi, on that line, comments, koach tehtira adivlei, tov lo lahashmienu koach divrei hamatir. It's better to tell us the chiddush of the one that is matir, shu somech al shmuaso. He relies on his misora, ve'eno yarei lahatir. And he is not nervous to be matir, because he trusts himself. He's done the proper research. Eino yarei. If somebody is oser and machmir, that's not a proof that he's relying on his shmu and he's convinced of what he's saying. Anybody can be machmir. Anybody can be machmir. That's not a raya, a reflection of knowing the truth and relying on one's misora, because anybody can be machmir, and therefore koach tehetera adifle, because that really shows that you know what you are talking about. The slach, the node of Yehuda, and this is the where the sugya comes in. The Slach has a comment on that Rashi and says, and on the Gemara, and says, maybe there's a limitation. Maybe there's a limitation here. Hine ani ragil lefareish, says the Slach, right here. Koach tehatera adif. Again, commenting on Rashi. We should say nachud slash mienu. Shem lo neda hayeter bebirur srichon anu lahachmir misafek. If you wouldn't have known this psak, you would have been machmir. Right? The posek says, mutter, I would have been oser without the posek. Why? To safek yisul chumra. Avala oser lo asalano toelas bedvara. But the one who says oser is not giving us anything, not telling us anything new. Shavim ayin mesupakim gamkin ayin machmir machmasafek. Because even if we would be mesupak, I would have been machmir anyway. I don't know what the halacha is. I would have been machmir. So he tells me it's aser. I would have known that without him. I would have acted like that without him. And therefore says that Slach, if this is the case, maybe koch that there are deflay should be limited to cases where we would have been machmir had we not heard the psak. When we talk kachani ragil lafareish, the lomar tahad koch that tera adif hainu ima plugta hu bishal Torah. If the issue is an issue on a daraisa level where we would have said tzavi daraisa lechumra, that's where we say koch that tera adiflay. Avalam a plugta hi bishal sofrim. But if it's a machlokes midrabanan, which we would have said lakula without the posek, so then koach the isura adiflay. Na fochu, the Savet Rabbanan Ulakula without the posek, Vim King, Koch, that Isur Adif, Shemoho Dianushu Aser, Hayinu Mikilim, Mi Suffix. This is the Svar of the Tzlach. It's pointed out that the Arza Ruah says this as well, but this is the Tzlach's comment on the Rashi. The Stichemed in Chela Gimel, page 173, thinks that there is a Tosfos that supports the Tzlach. Tosfos in Shvuis on Daf Mem. The Gemara there is talking about the Machlokas about Modeh B'Miksas Ta'anu Chitim B'Chodelo B'Sa'orim. So is that Modeh B'Miksas if you're Modeh Shalomi Min Hataina? That is the issue brought up there. Says the Gemara, Ta'anu Chitim B'Chodelo B'Sa'orim Pater. The Tanakama says Pater because that's not a case of Modeh B'Miksas. Question, are you Pater even from the Demei Sa'orim? Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, Gamliel says you're Chayev. Right, because you are hodeh, you look at the value. Time of the tano chitim odol b'saorin, hachitim b'saorin odol b'echad meim chayev. The only time that the Rebbe Gamliel is going to be patur, the only time there's a machlokes is where chitim and saorin. But if it was chitim and saorin both claimed and he was moded by one of them, then chayev. So then maybe everybody would agree to be chayev. So where it says lo, who adin dafilu chitim b'saorin nami patur, the Tanakama would say you're patur even in a case where he claimed wheat and barley, chitim and saorin, and he admitted to one of them. He'd be patur there too. Aye, so why was it formulated as one and one? V'hai tekamiflegi b'chitin. Why is it formulated as ton chitim olo b'saorin? Lo diecha kochot Rebbe Gamliel. Tell you that Rebbe Gamliel would be mechayiv even in that case. Even in that case, it's a chayim odeh b'miksas. Instead of saying the other case, where the Rabbana would be poter, even in that case, Rebbe Gamliel would be mechayiv even in this case. So what is this? It's koach de what? Koach of Rebbe Gamliel to say he'd be chayim odeh b'miksas even in this case. It's not kula, it's not chumra. When it comes to dinim mamonis, what's a kula to one is a chumra to someone else. Whether he has to pay or not, the person is going to get the money. So this isn't kula and chumra. But what's the svara? What's the svara to say that Rabbi Gamliel is mechayev? Says Tosfos, in a little Tosfos on the bottom, Odiach HaKochot Rabbi Gamliel, de kocho adif. His koach is adif to say that you're chayev, modem mixas in this case, de milsa de rabbanan have koach de pater. De milsa de rabbanan, because the rabbanan's is the koach to be poter. Rabbi Gamliel is the koach to be mechayev. And it's a bigger chiddush to say chayev here. Right? What exactly is the Tosfos talking about? That it's a bigger chiddush to say chayev. We would have said mekel. Says that the Stechemed, maybe what Tosfos is driving at is exactly the Tzlach. If we didn't know, we would have said pater because of Hamotz Mechaber Lavaraya. Right? If you don't know, then you leave it in the hands of the Moksak Vacheskas Mamon, and you wouldn't move it. So that's why, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara of Rebbe Gamliel to say Chayev. That's what the Stechemet says here. V'yisad l'dvar v'kadoshim. There's a support for the Tzlach. He quotes this Tosfos over there. He says, what is Tosfos talking about? L'chor enu muvan. Kivin tekoach d'rabanan hu liftar, hi eno senes, l'odiach al-kochan, davilei kochot teira adif. L'fi tfei, ach l'fi anal, nicha de binyane chiv mamon, svaras l'machayiv hoel, tfei, de misveika lo'avim echavin alei mamon, v'kal lo'avin. So the Stechemet points out that Tosfos and Shuas seems to be a support for the Tzlach. The problem is, that there are a couple of other sources that seem to go in the other directions, a couple of sources that seem to be against the Tzlach. The Maritz Chayis right here points to two Gemaras. One of them is our Gemara, which we'll get to soon. One of them is the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Samach, and the Ksav Sofer also in Simen Samach Gimel points to this Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach, which seems to be a problem. The Gemara there has a question about the Bracha of Shechianu. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says there, Bana by Eschadis, Bekarla Kenim Chadashim, you buy new, a new house, new Kalims, you say a Shechianu. Amar Avhuna, Lo Shanu El Shein Loka Bechayotzeben. You don't have anything like it. Aliyesh Lokayotzeben, Ain Sorach Lavarech. If you don't have anything like it, you don't say a Shechianu. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if you Liyesh Lokayotzeben, Sorach Lavarech, right, even if you have one like it, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara has in this pachlokas about whether you buy something and you don't have one like it, or you do have one like it. So the Gemara gets into what happens if you buy one something and then you're chozer v'kona, mechad chikana v'chozer v'kona, tivrei kol ein tzorach levarich. Right? The mashba that if you were kona and then you were chozer v'kona, it's not a new kinyan, then for sure you don't have to make a bracha. So the Gemara goes through, no, maybe not. Afilu kona v'chozer v'kona tzorach levarich. Maybe lamaskana, even if you were kona v'chozer v'kona, you would have to make a bracha of Shechianu. We paskin, you would make a bracha anyway. And but the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reish Chav Gimel where this is paskin, v'yizor l'varech teke, if you should make sure to make the bracha right away, kodem sheyisragel v'yistalik ha-simcha mimenu. You're still supposed to feel the simcha. Still supposed to feel the simcha. But either the Gemara goes through different deos about this issue of kana v'chaz v'kana. If you were kana twice, do you make the bracha? Do you not make the bracha? So the Gemara goes through a machlokas tanoim. The Gemara at the end says, v'lifligu b'kana v'chaz v'kana de'ein sorach l'varech l'odiach ha-kochad Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say the chiddush, formulate the chiddush by kana v'chaz v'kana, that you don't make a shechianu, to tell you the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't make the shechianu? Answers the Gemara there, koach de'atera adifle. The koach of heter is adif. The koach of heter is adif in that case, and therefore what's the koach of heter? To say that you are allowed to make the bracha. That's the koach of heter. Koach de'atera adifle, that you make the bracha, you're allowed to, you have to. That's a question of what's called, the Gemara calls that koach de'atera adifle. The allowance to make the bracha is called koach of heter. So what do you see from there? It's Hilchas Brachas is all derabanan. If Hilchas Brachas is all derabanan, you should say, what did the Tzlach say? That koach de isura adifle when it comes to derabanans. How could Tzlach say, how could this Gemara say that even by a derabanan, you would say koach de hetera adifle? So if you look in the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher in Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Dalet, he asked this question and he suggests a chiddush that maybe Shechianu is different. Maybe Shechianu is different. V'yesh l'yashev da'afte b'chol makom savig brachas lahakel mikol makom bircha Shechianu d'tali b'hanoas ha'adam eina bracha l'vatala imivarech misafik. It's not a bracha l'vatala. It's very subjective, Shechianu. It's tali b'hanoas ha'adam if you're really feeling it. So then, alkein tzorach l'varech ha'misafik. So therefore, you make a bracha. There's no bracha of atola in this case. There's different rules. Olafiza shaber nicha, my dashminam bebrachas koach de'atira adif shelo yivarech demisafek kavi amrina lochomer shivarech shechianu. Because otherwise, we would have said make the bracha because it's a subjective bracha. So we would have said without the psak make the bracha, and that's the chiddush of koach de'atira means the chiddush of what we wouldn't have said. That's how the Tzlach understands it. And therefore, that's what we wouldn't have said here to not make the bracha. But again, that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach. I didn't mention that Tzlach himself has a kasha on himself over there in Beis Adav Beis. The context there is muksa. So the whole context there is Durabanan. So the whole context there is Durabanan. So what are we talking about? That the limitation, the koach de'atera adifle should only apply by daraisas and not by derabanan. The context there is derabanan. So he asked that on himself. Well, the fizeh b'shmeitzin, shehu b'isur derabanan, v'yafal pikin, amr koach de'atera adif, pirish Rashi, quotes Rashi, v'yamnam, afal pikin, yochani l'skayim, I can still be mekayim my pshat, v'mashani ragel afarish. Why? Muksa shiny, as we're going to talk about in all these contexts. Maybe this case is different. You'll treat it like a daraisa. Brachas, you'll treat like a daraisa because misafik you would have made the bracha. So here too, muksa shiny. We had a shir about this months ago. Shesveiko lechumra shehu chamur kein daraisa. Even though muksa is ein lo ikar min haTorah, it's a new world that the Rabbanan made up, but we would still be machmir misafik because it's kein daraisa. And there are a number number of sources that talk about going lechumra by Savig Muksa. He quotes from the Tosfos Yeshanim on Dav Gimel there in the sugya of Mevatlanus Lechatchila, and he quotes Dav Rashi Shlomatirin. So again, there is evidence to that you'll treat it like a daraisa. But again, Muksa has to be explained. Brachos have to be explained. The Beis Yosef and Arachayim pointed out Semikufin test applies it by Netilas Yadayim, which is Durabanan. That's a little tricky. But the question that we'll deal with now is, what about Argamara. Argamara is about Erev. Argamara is about Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros is Durabanan. Right? Mida Araisa, this is a Rosh Hashayachid. And Durabanan said, you have to be Machmir to make an Erev Chatzeros. You have to make an Erev Chatzeros. You have to make it all together. One, or separate. So again, ask the Maritz Chayis on the Tzlach there in Beis Adav Beis, and ask that same Shuvah of the Minchas Elazar, Chelek Aleph Simin Slam Avdalat. What about our Gemara? So isn't that the Rabbana too? So again, he has to come up with a Chiddush. He says, Erev and Ayin Beis, Hinei Tamua Gedola Al Tzlach, the Gam the Suffolk Erev Lekula Yama Lekula. We had that earlier. Suffolk Erev is Lekula. The Ayin Sham, the Erev in Daf Samach Vav, Bibirashi, Bishub de Benes Rasha, Suffolk, Suffolk de Vrem Lahakel. So what exactly is, how do you answer this question? Again, according to the Tzlach, that Suffolk Rabbana Lekula, Koch Tatira Adif, only applies by Deoraisas, because we would have been Machmir otherwise, but not by Derabanans. Here by Erev, we would have been Makel otherwise, because it's Derabanan. So why does the Gemara say, Koach Tetera Adifle? So says the Minchas Elazar, he quotes from the Tshuvas Mutso Me'esh. De lo amrinan save Derabanan lakula b'makam sheish lo tikun lahachmir v'livdok. You don't say save Derabanan lakula in where you have another option to be misakein to do something. For example, Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is all Drabanan. And yet, we're machmir to do Bedika. Why? Because, again, you might say Bedika is different because it's Safik Niskana. Mefarshim that say that there, the Magen Mishnah, in the second parak of Chametz U'Matzah. But he's going to extend it. He says, in Drabanans where there's Makom Shiesh Lo Tikun, then you don't say Safik Drabanan Lakula. So here too, by Erevin, what's the issue? To make an Erev? To mechayev them to make their own Erevs? So fine, they'll make their own Erevs. That's okay. But Savik Azeb Be'erevin, Shehevi, Bechaburos, Sheshavsu, Betraklin, Demire, Gamla Chadchila, Lo Shayach Lomer, Sveka Rabban Lakula, Ta Yuchlu Kalecha Laniach Erev, Alam Alo Lahaka Besveko, She Erev Lakulam Yachad. Why would it be Makel and say you could all do it together? It's easy. Just they could do it separately. Right? So that's why we would have said, even by Erev, Safek Lachumra. And that is why, even though it's a Derabanan context, but it's a Derabanan context where Efshel L'Sakein, and therefore we would have said L'Chumra, and that's why the Chiddush is Koach De'Atira Adiflei here to say that you don't have to do them separately, and you can make them all together. So again, that's the Tzlach, and a couple of the, it starts with Rashi. Rashi and the Tzlach, and a couple of sources in Shas, which seem to be a little challenging for the Tzlach. This issue of Koach De'Atira Adiflei might relate to our attitude to Torah in general. We know that Torah is an ol. Torah is a hischaivus, right? The Rashi's Lashon and the Sugya of Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Denu. It's ol al tzavarenu. It's an ol on our neck. But that's not how we're supposed to view it, right? The Torah is light. The Torah is beautiful, right? And that's koch tetir adifle. It's not something that we're supposed to look for extra chumras and try to make our lives difficult, right? Remember the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam talks about there by Pikuach Nefesh. Kisha osim dvarma elu, when somebody has to be mechal Shabbos for a chola, ein osin osan lo ayde gayim, lo ayde ktanim, lo ayde avadim, lo ayde nashim, kdei shlo te Shabbos kala b'neim, el ayde gdole yisrael v'chachameim, v'asr lisma mea b'chil Shabbos. It's usher to delay in Chil Shabbos. L'chol ha-sheish bo sakana. Sh'nemar asher yaso osam ha-adam b'chai bohem b'lo she-yamas bohem. The Torah wants us to live in the mitzvahs, not to die. Halamadata she'ein mishpatei ha-Torah nekama ba'olam. The laws of the Torah are not vengeful. El rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. They're rachamim v'chesed, and they fit with the world. Ve'elu aminim she'omrim she'zech Chil Shabbos va'asur. And those apikarsim that say, oh, you can't be mechal Shabbos for a life. The Torah is to fit to our lives, to be beautiful. And we have to have that attitude. So again, it fits. It's not l'chomer. You can be very machmer and also say koach that could have the issue of the issue of chumrah and kula might not relate to koach tatera adiflay in this context, but our attitude in general is that Torah is an all, but it's an all that we are besimcha about. The Meshech Chachma also highlights this in Parshas Noach, in a very well-known piece where he says about the mitzvah Puravu, Lo racha ku lomar. That's how he starts off the piece. It's not far off to say, Lo racha ku lomar, Hasha patra Torah, Nashim, Epiria Verivya, Vachiva raka Nashim, the fact that the Torah exempts women from the mitzvah Puravu, and is b'chayev men, only ki mishpatei Hashem derachav, derachad darchei Noam, v'chol nesiv aseh shalom. 10 things on that list, we'll have to have a shiur just about derachad darchei Noam, but that's what he says here, the Torah's ways are sweet. The Torah does not be mechayev, a Jew, something that he can't handle, meaning painful mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aren't painful by definition. Right, and that's the Gemara in Chulin. For everything that's aser out there, there's something that's mutter in parallel. That's why there's only a mitzvah to fast one day a year. And before that day, to eat. Hashem doesn't want us to be in pain. Hashem doesn't want us to be in dire straits. And that's why women who, obviously, childbirth is painful, Hashem cannot be mechayev it. He gave them the motherly instinct to balance it out, for them to want to have children, but that's derechecha, darchei Noam, that fits into the idea of koach tatera adiflay, Hashem is not looking to make our lives difficult, and therefore, when the Torah and the Gemara wants to present a shita, it might say the shita of koach tatera. Okay, but again, the Iker issue that we spoke about was Rashi and the Tzlach and all the related issues.